Good morning, and welcome to the midweek devotional Coffee with Ann. 11 days until Christmas, and most of my gift shopping is done. Of course, there always seems to be those last-minute items, but to celebrate, I bought some candy canes and hot chocolate mix. I am going to try making my own peppermint mocha coffee. It sounds so seasonal. I'll let you know how it turns out. Now, sit back, relax, and we can spend a few moments together as we look at joy in this third week of Advent. I am reading from the King James Version. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished and that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign to you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." The story continues in Matthew 2:10-11. When the Magi saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These verses are familiar to most of us. I have heard them read or recited in church, in children's Christmas pageants, Christmas shows and books, and referenced in Christmas carols sung and listened to through the whole season. Joy to the world, our little town of Bethlehem, the Messiah, we three kings, and Silent Night, often sung to the light of handheld candles. All of these provide an image of the humble parents kneeling down next to the manger that held the newborn King and Savior. The shepherds, awestruck at all they had seen this night, and the arrival of the Magi with gifts for the Savior they had been seeking. These verses are beautiful to me. The scenes they depict are joy-filled and at the same time reverent and full of awe. The shepherds, the angels, the great company of the heavenly host, filled with praise and beautiful singing voices. The light of heaven shining upon the frightened and amazed shepherds. The star leading the travel of the Magi to the very spot the Savior lay. What moments to imagine! The awe and wonder of these events, these moments in time, are something worth seeking, worth recapturing, worth meditating on. As we grow and mature, and with the busyness and commercialism of the season, the awe and wonder of the real events from long ago can be lost, forgotten. but we are reminded of that joy as we watch the innocent faces of young children on Christmas morning. The excitement and anticipation is written all over their faces. Awe and wonder. We long to renew their innocence and trust in ourselves. We seek the joy and peace gifted us through the birth, life, and death of Jesus the Christ. Can our faith be renewed during this season? Let us all stop and think deeply about the reason for the season, the phrase seen on t-shirts and decorations. Can we make time during a busy Christmas season to remind ourselves, our children, our grandchildren, of why this celebration even exists? Perhaps the story of Jesus' birth through the visit of the Magi could be read aloud on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. For young children, a birthday cake for Jesus and singing to him could be part of the celebration. For you and me, giving ourselves time to quietly reread these verses and imagine ourselves as a shepherd in the field, or one of the Magi following the star. Let the awe and wonder of the events renew our spirit, our faith, and joy in the coming of our Lord and the Savior and His presence in our lives. Please join me in prayer. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of Scripture, of the writings of Matthew and Luke, that so beautifully describe your birth into this world. Oh Lord, that we can be renewed in spirit through this season of celebration. In your precious name, Jesus, amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours, and may Christ's Spirit dwell within you.